you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the air is Attorney Tracy Long. And Tracy, I know it's been a while since you've been on the show. We've kind of lost focus on some of this foreclosure fraud and bank evilness that's been going on. Clearly, we're getting a lot of distraction stories, and certainly Osama bin Photoshopped is one they're waving at us this week. But the foreclosure problem has not gone away. Millions of Americans have lost their homes through no fault of their own, between the government encouraging corporations to take jobs away from Americans and send them to other countries, between the outright recklessness and criminality of the various institutions involved in the fraud closures. Millions of Americans have lost their homes because the government policy is to confiscate the wealth of Americans in order to save the banks from the mortgage-backed security fraud. And I'm seeing these signs, very troubling, that the government is looking for some way they can let the banks and mortgage companies off the hook, and worse, allow them to go on with the same practices by retroactively declaring them to be legal. What are you hearing from your part of the country?
I'm hearing actually the opposite, Mike. I know that concept was popularized by an editor for CNBC who put out an article, and everyone kind of jumped on it, and it was popular at the time. But since that time, and especially within the past 2 weeks, there's been a couple of settlements between the federal government and the biggest lenders and a lot of the loan servicers, at the encouragement of the attorney generals from at least 40 states. And there's consent judgments and consent orders in place stopping the banks and the services from a lot of the fraudulent practices. And as part of that consent order, there is possible damages to homeowners who have been harmed. So it's actually looking a little bit more like the opposite way now.
Well, what I'm hearing is possible damages and settlements, but the settlements are for a tiny fraction of the amount of money that was lost to the banks. And given our current state of our government, until these people who lost their homes fraudulently are put back into those homes, it sounds like it's more PR than actual anything being done.
A lot of the foreclosures are still in the system in some way, shape, or form, and I'm sure you'll recognize this, Mike. A lot of them have been perpetuated not by the homeowners, but by the banks who have filed them, because they don't want to declare their losses. If they declare their losses, it's disastrous. So the longer they keep the balls in the air, the longer they prevent that from happening. So, as I said, there's a lot in the system. And what I found down here, down on the street level, is I file a lot of motions to vacate the judgments that they've already gotten, and a lot of the banks are agreeing to vacate, roll it all the way back to the beginning and starting over again.
Well, you know, it sounds good, and I certainly would like to hope that you are right, but to me, the problem really isn't solved until we unroll the entire mortgage-backed security fraud back to square zero and get everybody back in the homes that they lost, because we saw this concerted effort going back to 2005 of literally destroying the American job market through tax incentives from the Bush administration. And according to the Hackett Group, it's actually gotten worse under Obama. And it seems like the American people were being set up to lose their homes. And even the foreclosures that might meet the letter and intent of the law are suspect if, in point of fact, you know, they were lured into these mortgages with an $8,000 first-time home buyer credit by the same government that then turns around and tells the corporations, please send these high-paying jobs to other countries to get out of this mess. And so it's nice that some action is being taken. Is it too little, too late? You know, for me, I want to see the damage all the way undone. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tracy Long. And Tracy, here's where I'm coming from. We hear all this talk about, oh, the government has reached a settlement with blah, 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 blah. And all that means is that blah, 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 blah has agreed to cut the government in for a piece of the action. And it usually turns out to be just a tiny fraction of the money that blah, 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 blah got from doing whatever they were doing. And so to me, that's not really a solution. That's simply, you know, splitting the loot with the government. And to me, this problem that we're facing in this country doesn't go away until all those Americans who lost their homes are back in those homes and have the jobs that we had before this entire monumental fraud was perpetrated. And I realize that's beyond the scope of what you do when you are helping people who are dealing with foreclosure. But, you know, my impression of what we're seeing here is that most of it is cosmetic as we head into the 2012 election season. And again, it's always talk about what we might do and what possibly might be done to correct the situation. And I'm not seeing a lot of correction. I'm still seeing a lot of homeless Americans. I'm still seeing a lot of foreclosed properties. To me, from where I'm sitting, it doesn't really look like there's a lot of progress actually being made at rectifying the situation or redressing the great wrong that has been done to the American people. Now, you're obviously a little more plugged into the industry than I am, and maybe you do have a better finger on the pulse of where this is going, but it looks like more, you know, just, you know, procedural stuff, and we're still not really seeing that ordinary American people who lost their homes, you know, are getting back into them, are being put back into those homes that they lost. And certainly if we cannot bring the jobs back to this country that were sent overseas with all this harebrained tax policy, then we're just setting up these Americans to lose their homes all over again. As you said, you know, the banks are saying, okay, well, we did it wrong the first time. We're going to back up and start the foreclosure proceedings all over again, which means Americans are still going to lose their homes. and they're losing their homes because the jobs were taken away as part of this government policy of allowing the banks to survive the mortgage-backed security fraud. And so it doesn't really look like we've really solved the problem from the point of view of the American people.
Well, I agree with you in some respects and disagree with you in other respects. I'll agree with you in the respect that the government has come out with here's an order or here's a policy that solves the problem all the way back down again. And there, I know there was speculation that Obama may do a blank forgiveness of all the fraudulent practices so people get their homes back. But that was, you know, the flip side of the coin of what we've been talking about. That doesn't look like it's going to materialize. As far as the settlements that have been entered into, it's up to practitioners like me on the street level to try and turn the language and the issues that were in those orders into something that helps the homeowner on a case-by-case, hand-to-hand combat kind of situation. And we're starting to slowly do that. Now, I have a question for you, Mike. What do you make of the U.S. government filing a lawsuit against Deutsche Bank, who, in my you know, experience, is one of the biggest abusers and biggest fraudulent mortgage practice out there?
Well, I think it's a very good idea because, you know, everybody was sort of equally guilty in this, and we're looking at a lot of finger-pointing going back and forth. But again, there's the issue of the fraudulent foreclosure processes, and my understanding is that they actually got a decision against Deutsche Bank. Just came down here. Hang on a second. There's been some decision on that. I need to do some more research on that. But again, behind that is the larger issue of the mortgage-backed security fraud, and Deutsche Bank is still suing, and Credit Suisse and the Bank of Libya are still taking action against the United States financial system for those, and we're not hearing a lot of that being reported in the media. In fact, the only mention of the fact that the Bank of Libya was, you know, requiring the U.S. government to buy back all that bad paper was people were saying, why are we giving money to the Bank of Libya? And they were making it look like it was a gift or something, and it wasn't. It was a buyback because Libya's state-owned central bank had bought into these mortgage-backed securities, and now the Federal Reserve is trying to make good on those. So the foreclosure fraud issue is a symptom of a much larger problem that people are still not wanting to talk about. I think it's very good that the U.S. is trying to go out and sue these other banks as sort of a counterpart to the suits coming in over the mortgage-backed security fraud, but it really is nothing more than national finger-pointing. And again, where is all this money going to go from these lawsuits? Well, it goes back to the U.S. government and not necessarily to the American people. And when all the yelling and screaming and courtroom fighting is over, it's still the American people who have been most harmed by this. And we're not seeing a lot of effort made to get any of this wealth back to them and, get them back in their homes. I also heard that story about there might be a jubilee forgiveness of all mortgage debt. I didn't think it was ever going to get anywhere because, you know, that would really put the banks into an extreme state of peril with regards to their balance sheets.
That's correct. And, I do agree with you in a sense, at least the actions that the government is taking through the things that we've discussed here create the impression with the American people that Obama is attacking the very people who are responsible for the mortgage fraud. But you haven't seen the next part of the process. If they are successful in getting that money, where is it going to go? And ultimately, is the individual homeowner going to benefit by it as far as getting their house back or preventing their house from being taken?
Well, I would agree with you on that, and my concern is that, no, in point of fact, we won't. We have seen so many instances in recent history where a government will say, on behalf of these victims, we are suing for recovery of XYZ dollars, and then we find out that the money is absorbed in administrative costs and various other procedural things, and when it really gets down to the people who were harmed by whatever it was, it winds up being just pennies. And I'm very, very concerned we're going to see that here again with the American homeowner. They're really on the tail end of everybody's priorities, and I find that offensive.
Have you started looking into, and it's starting in California, and you're starting to see a little bit in Florida, is something called a mass joinder suit?
No, I had not heard about that. Would you explain what that is, please?
Mass joinder suit is starting to accumulate everybody who has been harmed by the fraudulent mortgage practice into one lawsuit. I say everyone who's been harmed by Bank of America is a plaintiff in one huge lawsuit against Bank of America for all the damages that they suffered. There's a couple of them that are now starting to accumulate in California, and in fact have been filed. The complaints are huge, but it's seeking billions of dollars in damages against those banks for their fraudulent mortgage practices, and I expect it's going to proliferate through all the states eventually.
Well, I think that would be a very, very good thing because, I view the way the U.S. government is handling this crisis as rewarding criminality or at the very least avoiding the punishing of criminality, and I think the United States should have handled this situation the way they did up in Iceland, which is you throw these bankers in jail and fire the government that helped them do it, and Iceland's economy as a result, Iceland's economy has turned around and it's growing. They've rebuffed yet another attempt to get them to pay for the crimes of the bankers, and that's what we should be doing here. And instead we have a government which demonstrably sees taking wealth from the American people to put into the banks to prop them up as the best course of action. And I'm sure for the bankers and for the politicians it really is, but we're looking at your average American having lost 23% of their net worth over the last 5 years. This is robbery under color of law, as far as I can see it. I hope these lawsuits go forward. I would expect these large banks might just, simply say, okay, we can't survive this. We're going to declare bankruptcy and we'll form a new bank, 2 weeks from now that doesn't have to deal with all these lawsuits.
So but that's not necessarily, if you go with the Iceland model, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because here's the great conflict, okay? On one hand, you have the banks, which are too big to fail, according to the government, and will do whatever they can to support them, make sure they don't fail. But on the other end, under economic theory, they have to fail in order for the economy to get better. So how do you cut that baby?
Well, you basically have to understand that the government is on the wrong side of this debate. And absolutely, I think the Wall Street as a whole has to fail. The Federal Reserve has to fail. The whole system is a pyramid scheme, and it has been for almost 100 years. And the problem is the way it's set up. Debt is always going to exceed the available money supply. And what we're doing right now is we're just passing the debt around. We're trying to see, who gets stuck with the debt. Nobody can pay off the debt. So all of the political machinations that we're seeing right now is who gets stuck with it. And unfortunately, we've got the bankers and Wall Street and the U.S. government all mutually deciding that the American people should get stuck with the debt when it all comes apart. And speaking on behalf of the American people, it's not our problem. Why are we being forced to pay for it?
I don't remember the name of the author, but he's big on economic theory, who once said the whole issue is about who controls the debt.
Yes. Absolutely. And there's this wonderful movie out called The Independent, and it's about a bank that gets caught running guns. And when the investigator comes to talk to them, they say, what are you guys trying to start? And he says, we don't care about the war. We just care about the debt the war creates. And
Correct. We
understand that bankers love war because everybody goes into debt. They don't even care which side wins. That's why you had American bankers like Prescott Bush and Brown Brothers Harriman backing Hitler in the run-up to World War II. They were going to make money, and it doesn't matter who really wins. And absolutely, there's this wonderful quote from inside this movie, The Independent. It said, the essence of the banking industry is to keep everybody, whether they be individuals or nations, slaves to debt. That is what the Federal Reserve was designed to do. That's what the Founding Fathers tried to avoid when they set up this country back in 1776. And ever since then, the bankers absolutely oppose government-issued currency. That's why one of the reasons we've gone into Libya. Libya had a state-owned central bank that issued the public currency free of interest. And, the war isn't even over there, and already the revolutionaries, the freedom fighters, are agreeing, we'll let you set up a private central bank. So we're seeing millions of people die to make the world safe for private central banking. All right, we got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back. Tracy, we'll let you finish this next segment.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Come in, Jew. I sure would like to know if they don't do something. By and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tracy Long, and a listener called in to correct me. The name of the movie is The International, not The Independent. I actually have the sound clip here from the movie.
The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes, but this is the very essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
And that does seem to be the essence of the banking industry, at least private banks. We've had three private central banks in the United States of America. All three of them have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. We've had past presidents who understood the danger of private central banking and tried to save the country from it. Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, and John F. Kennedy. And all three of them had attempts on their life following their conflict with the central bankers. And two of them, of course, succumbed to that. Anyway, Tracy, anything else you want to say wrapping up this segment of the show?
I just want to say that if anyone is interested in how the recent changes in the mortgage industry and the foreclosure fraud industry affects their personal situation, please don't hesitate to give me a call, and I have the phone number if you would like it, Mike.
Yes, please.
877-347-6112.
Would you repeat that one more time for people just grabbing their pencils?
877-347-6112.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Tracy. We'll have you back on the show here in the near future, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Not a problem.
All right. That was Tracy Long, and again, if you're dealing with these issues, and yes, the laws are changing, and obviously Tracy and I do disagree. To me, from where I'm sitting, it looks mostly cosmetic, mostly designed to placate America that the government is doing something about the problem, but I'm not seeing the problem really get solved. And maybe I'm being a little bit of an unrealistic absolutist, but to me, this crisis is not resolved until all the Americans who had their homes taken from them are back in those homes, and all the Americans who had their jobs taken away have those jobs back. I want to go back to what life was like before Congress repealed the Glass-Steagall Act and turned Wall Street into a giant open-air casino. If you can't rewind us back to that, then the government has failed and continues to fail the American people, and all they're doing is, you know, basically looting the nation as they head for the doors. All righty, moving right along here. As we were talking about, we have the situation in Fukushima. The numbers are going up. The government of Japan is now admitting they have been lying to the world all along, downplaying and minimizing and trivializing the amount of radiation coming out of Fukushima. They're continuing to have to pour water all over those three reactors, which tells us they're not cooling down on their own. A reactor that has cold shutdown has cooled down by itself. These reactors can't. They're continuing to generate heat, which means fission is taking place. On a normal reactor going through a cold shutdown, after they throw the control rods in there, they have to cool it for a little while because of the decay process heat. But the decay process heat is very short-lived. It doesn't go on for 6 and 7 weeks. We're looking at real meltdowns, fission continuing in the remains of those reactors. And it's a major, major problem. And our government is trying to pretend it isn't there because they can't fix it. And they can't make a fast buck off of it, so they're going to pretend it just isn't an issue like they did in the Gulf of Mexico. But if you go to places like Belarus, Ukraine, various other provinces in Russia, and you look at the children who've been born since Chernobyl, children born in the last 25 years, and you will see what the future of the world in the Northern Hemisphere is going to be looking like. And it is not pleasant. And our government is just absolutely trying to pretend this is not a problem. The government of Japan has just raised the level of permissible exposure of school children to radiation by 20-fold. That's the only thing they can think of doing. So from now on, they can say, oh, the radiation isn't that much of a problem. Yeah, it's a problem. And the reality is that fission-based power generation, uranium fission-based power generation, is a catastrophe, has been a catastrophe for mankind. Three strikes and you're out. Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima, you've had your chance. It is not working. And, of course, Al Gore is over there saying, no, 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 no. Global warming is the problem. Honest. And if you give me your money, I'll save you from it serially. And I'm not kidding. I told you that as soon as we got into spring and the memory of our third harsh winter in a row started to fade from the public mind, the carbon Nazis would be back. And they absolutely are. They're already out there. There's another headline story about how the Arctic ice is melting faster than it ever did before. They won't quit. They won't give up. These are money junkies. Al Gore and his carbon Nazis are pretending Fukushima's not a problem because they can't fix it, and they know how to make a fast buck off of it. And despite three harsh winters in a row and record cold temperatures, and it's snowing in New Mexico, the carbon Nazis are back to bribing the prostitutes of the corporate media to wave human-caused global warming at you as the environmental danger, so that they can impose a carbon tax on you. Forget all about oil in the Gulf of Mexico. That's not a problem. Forget all about record radiation all over the North Pacific Ocean. That's not the problem. Carbon dioxide is the evil, evil one. And if you will give us your money, we will save you from carbon dioxide. They don't know when to quit. There's, you know, and first of all, let's get something straight. Of course the climate's changing. It always...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting a story right now. Somali pirates have been jailed for 439 years in the Spanish court, but with time off for good behavior, I guess they'll be out in 212 years. We're going to go to the phones. Melody in, I guess it's Colorado. Aloha, Melody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. You're talking about the carbon footprint. Now try Googling in the nitrogen footprint and the water footprint, and you're going to, this is what's going to come after they finally sell us the first one.
Yeah, they're looking for anything they can turn into the next bubble, anything they can guilt us into, paying taxes for, and it's complete absurdity. They're basically taking what's in the atmosphere and charging us for it. These are money junkies. Next, it'll be sunlight, and a tax on oxygen. There is nothing in the world, in life, that they're not going to sit in control of and charge us for. It's like I was talking about the other day with the history of Tahiti, when I was talking about this idea of all of us going out and just planting vegetable seeds on every open piece of ground around us. And when it grows up, everybody can just grab the food they need. And the government will never allow that to happen because they need to control food to control us. Next, it's going to be controlling air to control us and controlling water to control us. And the example for that, where it was already done, was down in Tahiti. When before the Christian missionaries showed up, it really was a paradise on earth, which is what led to that whole mutiny on the bounty thing. There were these breadfruit trees all over Tahiti that just grew wild. They were everywhere, and people would just grab a breadfruit and eat it, or they'd grab fish out of the sea, and that was how they lived. They didn't need to work other than whatever they felt like doing and having fun with. And then the Christian missionaries showed up and promptly divided up the island and said, oh, this is now my plantation. And they went out and they chopped down and burned all the breadfruit trees. And then they said to the Tahitians, you now have two choices. You can come work for us on our plantation and make us very, very rich, or you can starve to death in his infinite mercy. And this is the way governments operate. They're going to take what is there naturally for free, and they're going to put a fence around it and then make you work for them to get what used to be there for free. Start, you know, and again, water, air, food, carbon dioxide, nitrogen. As long as you sit there and let them get away with it, yeah, they're going to come up and they're going to tax you for stuff that is just part of nature. This whole global warming nonsense is a perfect example. Climate does change, and it changes all the time. We just came out of a great ice age. We just came out of a mini ice age. Of course the world's going to be getting warmer, except obviously for the last 5 or 6 years, it's actually been getting colder. Because climate does change. There has never been, in the entire 4.5 billion year history of planet Earth, there's never been a prolonged time where climate wasn't changing. It's the way it's supposed to be. So what Al Gore and the carbon Nazis and the globalists have done is they're taking something that occurs naturally, climate change, they're declaring it to be a crisis, and they're going to tax you to pay for a solution, if you'll pardon the expression. And you're absolutely right, Melody. The carbon thing is failing. The polls are showing people don't see carbon dioxide and global warming as a problem. They're already looking for the next thing to scam us with. And you're right. They're talking nitrogen footprints. They're talking water footprints. They're basically saying, if you're using too much water, you must be made to pay for that. Well, if you were worried about the water, why did you build nuclear reactors right next to the ocean?
The main thing is to speak up now because it's just going to get worse.
Oh, we've got to do more than speak up. We've got to get out the tar and feathers. It's traditional.
Right.
All righty?
Thanks a lot.
Anything else, Melody? All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All right, now, speaking of ludicrousness and silliness, we were talking the other day, actually just yesterday, where the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers dynamited a levee in order to save some developed real estate, condos, shopping malls, movie theater, country club, you know, rich people stuff, by sacrificing 130,000 acres of farmland. And they did that yesterday, and the water started pouring in. And yesterday I mentioned on the show, there's a concern that if you start pouring that much water into a fault system, that you can trigger earthquakes. And I said this based on something that happened out in Southern California many years ago, where the Army decided to get rid of some contaminated water. They did not want to put it back into the water treatment plant, because it was loaded with all kinds of bad chemicals. So they pumped it into this earthquake fault that was on this Army base. And all of a sudden, they started getting hit with all these earthquakes on that fault line, because the liquid being pumped in was basically pushing the fault apart, and it was acting as a lubricant. And sure enough, got quakes. And I said, this farmland that they're flooding right now, 130,000 acres of farmland, and ignoring the fact that this is going to increase food shortages and raise food prices in this country, it's sitting on top the New Madrid fault system, which is the fault system that created the largest earthquake in American history. Most people think of quakes as something that they deal with in Alaska and California. But the biggest earthquake in U.S. history took place along this New Madrid fault. Fortunately, the last time when it did happen, very few people were living there. The quake was so strong, it actually reversed the flow of the Mississippi River for a couple of days. That's how bad it was. And now they're pouring water all over this fault system, and sure enough, the United States Geological Survey seismometers in the area of the New Madrid Fault are reporting a sudden surge of microquakes. They're little bitty ones. Barely feel them, but they're happening. So I'm hoping that the microquakes are releasing the energy and that they're not the warnings of a big shock left to come. But in the rush to save these condos and shopping malls and all the rest of that, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has rolled the dice big time on the central United States of America, and I hope they don't come up snake eyes, because a lot of people will get hurt. Now, a lot of people, especially as we go through the aftermath of this Osama bin photoshopped situation, and again, as we see the prostitutes of the media reporting on Arctic ice is melting faster than ever, which we all know is absolute bovine excrement, we're beginning to understand that as the corporate media loses audience and they're having to cut back their newsrooms and broadcasting, that it's being displaced by a growing public relations industry which manufactures advertising disguised to look as news and hands it to the cable providers and the TV stations and say, here, we know you don't have a budget to fill up your news program, just run this tape instead. And it's not a new phenomenon. We used to see it all the time when I worked in advertising back in the 1980s. That was common knowledge, that a lot of what was going out on the news shows looking to be news were actually puff pieces provided by the public relations department, pretending to be a news story about a new development. It was actually bought and paid for by the investors of the new development. But now it's reached epidemic proportions, where when you have a media event or you're having some kind of a news story, you're going to have 2 to 3 times as many public relations people as actual journalists and reporters. The actual reporting, the actual watchdog on government abuse basically has moved over here to the blogosphere, the alternative media, Republic Broadcasting, whatreallyhappened.com. We're actually performing that traditional role of media to keep an eye on government deception. And the corporate media really has become little more than one gigantic paid advertising channel for government and corporations, and it's dominated by public relations. And public relations is a polite word for lying to the American people for a paycheck. Remember that hoax about stolen incubators in Kuwait that was used to help launch Desert Storm? That was a complete hoax and a fabrication by Hill & Knowlton, a public relations firm. That's what Hill & Knowlton does for their money. Lie to the American people. Trick the American people. Trick the consumer. Spin the news. Shift the focus. Distract. That's what public relations is. It's paid lying. And they actually have the nerve to consider it to be an honorable profession. And it isn't. Now, moving over to the Middle East, things are kind of heating up over there. As you know, yesterday in Cairo, Fatah and Hamas signed a unification deal. There is now one government of Palestine. They are preparing to declare a Palestinian state and go to the United Nations. The Congress couldn't stop it by threatening to withhold money. Israel couldn't stop it by threatening invasion. Israel is out there screaming, it's a victory for worldwide terrorism, blah, blah, blah. No, it isn't. Hey, you're telling us you just got Osama bin Laden. The terrorism, you know, is on the wane. We don't need to worry about that anymore. And so today, Netanyahu is basically calling on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to cancel the deal, to simply renege on it a day after signing it. And, of course, the pressure he's using, remember we were telling you the other day, is that Hamas was originally created and funded by Israel through their intelligence service, Shin Bet, as a counter to Yasser Arafat's PLO. Then when Arafat was assassinated, Israel dropped all support for Hamas, and Hamas said, well, we're actually the de facto government of Palestine. We might as well start acting like one. And they started performing the functions of the government. And then in 2007, there was an election that Hamas won, which angered Israel because they had already set up a new counter group called Fatah. And it's just this game they've always played, because as long as there's two different governments in Palestine, Israel doesn't have to sit down at the peace table. They don't have to draw borders. They don't have to live like a civilized nation and say, okay, our nation stops here. instead of always, like, you know, drawing the map of Israel with dry erase marker. So they're trying to find some way that they can stop this, and there is no legal way. Will they start a war to prevent this from happening? Yeah. Will they go in and simply conquer all of Palestine and say, you're now all Israel, get out? Yeah, could very well be the case. But Israel does not have a legitimate reason to avoid peace talks now. And there's no way they can keep the new nation of Palestine out of the United Nations. So the world is changing. The world has decided they've had enough of this nonsense of Israel going around and saying, we have a right to exist, but they do not. Because outside of Israel, the world has an instinct for fairness and justice. And if Israel wants to say they have a right to exist, fine. Israel has a right to exist. But so too does Palestine. You cannot have one without the other. And the rest of the world has come to understand that Israel's one-sided approach to the problem, all for us, none for them, really is an appropriate behavior for the 21st century. And Israel likes to scream about World War II and Holocaust and all the rest of that. But you know something? That happened in the first half of the previous century. It's ancient history. Most of the people alive today listening to this show hadn't even been born when whatever it is that happened, happened. What we do know is that right here and now today, we see injustice. We see genocide. We see ethnic cleansing. We see unfairness. We see one nation walking into another people's land and taking it for their own. And we understand that is inherently wrong. That's what Hitler did to Poland. Why is it okay for Israel to do it to Palestine? And most people say it isn't. If it was wrong for Hitler to do it, it's wrong for Israel to do it. And the time has come to draw some real borders and learn to live within them. Now, there's an interesting development over there because Israel has passed a law back on March 22nd. Called the Nakba Law, which basically makes it illegal to commemorate the Nakba, or the disaster, the tragedy. And this from the nation that uses law around the world to punish and jail anybody who questions the official authorized Israeli-blessed history of World War II. If you question the 6 million, you get to go to jail. And Israel is now using the law inside their own country to simply punish anybody who likes to point out that Israel exists on land stolen from the Palestinians. And I mention this only because it's a reminder that Israel will use the law to rewrite history, to say, this history is what you will study and teach and remember, and this history over here you must forget. Because if they're doing it now, today, then they've been doing it all along. And nothing that we think is the history of Israel, going back 60, 70 years, can be assumed to be true and accurate. We know we live in an age of lies. If there is one positive aspect of this particular time that we live in, it's that we understand we're lied to. You know, our parents' generation were still very naive. They believed the government was always being truthful 99% of the time. We know now that, you know, finding the government actually telling the truth is the rarity. If the government tells the truth, it has to tell a lie immediately to stay in practice. And we understand that much of what we have been taught in the state-controlled schools and on the media really is not accurate and true at all. And we have that wisdom. And prudence demands that we go back and question everything we've ever been told by the TV, by the movie screen, and by the government. None of it can be assumed to be factual anymore. The burden of proof is on them, not us. All right, interesting little story here. The FDA has been hit with yet another scandal. Studies are showing that the FDA, the same FDA that insists they don't need to test Pacific seafood for radioactivity, apparently has been approving almost half of the new drugs coming out of the big pharmaceutical corporations without any data on its safety or effectiveness. They just stamp the papers and run it on through. Almost half did not have proper data and still got approved. That's probably the reason you're seeing all these commercials where they talk about this new drug, and then there's that really fast voice at the end saying, you know, use of this drug may result in your nose dropping off, and we're not to blame if it does. It's amazing here. All righty, let's see. WikiLeaks founder, I generally don't talk about him, but sometimes he just gets so absurd, it's kind of amazing. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now on the warpath against Facebook, accusing it of being an intelligence front. This comes under the category of the pot calling the kettle very black indeed. And it may just be Julian Assange's stars on the wane, and he's just grandstanding to try and get a little bit more of that press attention that he craves so much. But at this point, it's pretty obvious that WikiLeaks isn't...
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Government isn't telling you.
And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri.
For the low admission price of only $7.
Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Here in the
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And following up on the story about the flooding of all that farmland, basically, we're hearing reports that following the levee explosion, they're setting up these decontamination units to be on standby for the next 7 to 10 days. And what that's telling us is even if we avoid a major quake on the New Madrid Fault, we're being told that the water that is coming out of that exploded levee is so toxic they need decontamination stations. And that means that the 130,000 acres of farmland that are being intentionally flooded right now will be useless for at least a decade. It's going to take that long for the rain to wash whatever this contamination is away to the point where food grown there will be safe. Maybe they can put the ethanol crops on these toxic farmlands because it doesn't really matter if it's toxic then. Maybe somebody ought to be saying, all right, if we've ruined all this other farmland and it won't produce food fit for humans, then let's put the ethanol crops on that and turn the healthy farmland back over to producing crops on which people can live. That's a solution for you right there. It's just amazing. Interesting little story coming out. There is a rent-to-buy company called Aaron's. They're all over the country. It's a huge, huge company. And the problem is that when apparently, according to this lawsuit that was just filed, when you rent a computer from the company, it's loaded with spyware for Aaron's. Now, it's legitimate for a rental company to put software on the computer to disable it remotely if you miss your rental payment. I would concede that that is a legitimate purpose. But apparently, under this lawsuit, the company was recording all the keystrokes, internet traffic, and was even activating the webcam to spy on people in their homes remotely. And this, we're not talking government agency or police or anybody with a legitimate or even illegitimate, you know, probable cause situation. We're just talking about this rental company sitting in their offices, logging into the computers that they've rented to people, and watching what they're doing through the webcams. This used to be a nation where people had an expectation and a right to privacy. Privacy is still considered a legitimate reason to deny a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the U.S. government. But we're finding out there is no privacy in real life. TSA gets to look at you naked at the airport, or they get to grope your crotch. You know, Miss USA 2003, you know, got grabbed the other day. And now we're finding out private companies are spying on people. All right, that's it for our show today. We're going to head on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.
The next round of the work.